the ones who haven't had a chance for education, the ones who live in, you know, these areas, like blacks, what do they refer to them as? Like they call us disadvantaged, or call those blacks who fall in that category disadvantaged. What do they call whites?
White trash.
Well, that's a derogatory term. What do they call them otherwise? I mean, without being, you know, when there's some sympathy for them, like there's some sympathy for blacks.
They're just a poor cracker.
All right. Somebody who lives out in the country doesn't know anything about town ways and is conspicuous when he gets to town. Of himself, he might say, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old what?
Old country boy, country man.
All right, how would town people refer to them? Okay, what would you call people from a rural area or from places like that? Person who's not familiar with the city or with the town.
He's just a country man.
Okay, what would children refer to them as?
Country folk.
Okay, have you ever heard the name or the term Hoosier?
Hoosier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In what sense? What does it refer to, or what does it mean to you? Or how have you heard it used?
Well, they use it refer to people around Arkansas.
Okay. At a party, you look at your watch and see it's 11:30 or so. You say, we better be getting home. It's blank midnight.
Almost midnight.
Okay. All right, you slip and catch yourself. You say, this is a dangerous place. I've blank fell. You didn't fall, so you say, I
almost fell.
Okay, if someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer and say, I'll be with you in...
What did that button again?
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you and he says, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you
in a minute.
You know you're on the right road, but aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody, how
far is it?
Okay. Or if you're putting out something nearby, you say, if you're pointing out something nearby, you say, you're calling attention to something, and you say what? You're pointing out something.
Right.
Nearby, so you say,
there is.
Well, that's kind of difficult. If you want to know how many times, you say, how blank do you go to town?
How often?
Mm-hmm. All right, you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say,
neither am I.
All right, the part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired is your what?
Forehead.
Okay. You go to the barbershop and you have him cut your
hair.
If you haven't shaved in a week or so, you're probably growing a what?
A beard.
All right, where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it so that it would always be handy?
Behind his ear.
Okay, if someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
All right. He got a chicken bone stuck in his